This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We are back live. Your phone calls are coming up next segment. We're going to be joined by London Real's Brian Rose. He has updates on the massive censorship unfolding at the bottom of the hour. Right now, I wanted to hit this. In Texas, the governor can order someone sentenced, commuted, if they're a murderer, if it turns out the governor thinks they're innocent. And the lieutenant governor has offered to pay the lady's fine and all the rest of this. The Supreme Court yesterday ordered her released. This judge needs to be sanctioned in Dallas, calling her selfish because she didn't shut her business down when all the other establishment businesses could stay open, which is by design to destroy the people's economy. So after all this is over, folks, only shop with mom and pops, or only shop with, you know, say Chick-fil-A at least is pro-God and not anti-American. Do not shop with globalist institutions. Don't stay at globalist hotels. The left has said, if you're a Trump supporter or pro-America, we don't want you staying at our Airbnb. Good. Tell us we're not welcome. You know, put a 1984 on your Airbnb deal so we know and we can stay away from you. But here's the weird judge in Dallas, and then here's the lady responding, Shelley Luther, who's still in jail right now.
That you now see the error of your ways and understand that the society cannot function where one's own belief in a concept of liberty permits you to flaunt your disdain for the rulings of duly elected officials. That you owe an apology to the elected officials whom you disrespected by flagrantly ignoring and in one case defiling their orders, which you now know obviously apply to you.
Look at this cult.
That you understand that the proper way in which in an ordered society to engage concerns which you may have had is to hire a lawyer and advocate for change, an exception or an amendment to laws that you find offensive. That you publicly state that this is the way that citizens in this state should behave. And that you represent to this court that you will today cease operation of your salon and not reopen until after further
orders. Will you pay your bills, buddy? No, you won't.
Government permit you to do so.
Look at this tyrant.
This court will consider the payment of a fine in lieu of the incarceration, which you've demonstrated that you have so clearly earned. Is there anything that you would like to say? Let's see.
Judge, I would like to say that I have much respect for this court and laws. And that I've never been in this position before. And it's not some place that I want to be. But I have to disagree with you, sir, when you say that I'm selfish.
Sir.
Because feeding my kids is not selfish. I have hairstylists that are going hungry because they'd rather feed their kids. So, sir, if you think the law is more important than kids getting fed, then please go ahead with your decision, but I am not going to shut the salon.
And notice he doesn't treat her with any respect. Total arrogance. He needs to move to North Korea. You have 100+ million people starting to starve to death. 300,000 a day dying. That's confirmed. It's like, oh, that's 300,000. Not even 300,000 dead worldwide with made-up COVID numbers. But they don't care. It's about wearing the cult mask, which is a gag. A burqa. Where you can't even hear what people have to say. They have to give them special microphones. Like, bang, oh, hello, Batman. This is all a sick cult joke. We've become domesticated. This is all a test of power and control. Now, there's the Obama judge right there. So that's what we've turned into, folks. And the freedom's gone. And they're collapsing everything. And to cover up for the millions of Africans that are starving to death, the media's turned on the race war drums again to distract from that. So we'll cover that coming up on the other side of this quick break. And then your phone calls, Brad, Matt, Jonathan, Michael, Jeff, Dave, and Ron. And let's stop there because I don't want to have any callers stay on hold. for one of those callers. We'll be right back. Infowars.com lives. Freedom lives, but only when you exercise it. Use your free speech now or lose everything. Conform and die.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run. It'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around and goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine, and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We were told it was only 15 days to bend the curve. It was all fake numbers put up by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, 30, 40, 50 times what they claimed they would be, depending on the graph. Then they went, oh, sorry, it's a month, it's 2 months, it's 2 years, it's never ending. And Bill Gates laughed and said, no, it's a global depression. And Hollywood has now put out a report where they 200, quote, stars, the usual suspects, Madonna, Robert De Niro, the disgraced Hanoi, Jane Fonda, saying it's good for the earth. It's good. Depopulate. They're actually admitting what it's all about right now. And they admit it's about killing the economy and punishing Trump and stopping consumerism. Well, I tell you what, give up your private jets, lady. Well, the Texas governor came out yesterday and said, you need to release that woman to the judge, the Obama judge in Dallas. And he didn't do it. So now the governor has issued an executive order. It's red-linked on Drudge. It's up on Infowars.com as well. Texas Governor Abbott issues executive order freeing salon owner Shelley Luther from jail. And that means everybody else now, folks. We're not being buffaloed by this. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order today retroactively eliminating jail time for citizens who violate the state stay-at-home rules, freeing salon owner Shelley Luther, who was jailed for 7 days, $7,000 for reporting her businesses against court orders. Reopening. Abbott specifically named Luther in the announcement. And again, the shutdown is already killing 300,000 a day, the UN says. But, oh, they want money for COVID-19 treatments for people around the world. Throwing Texans in jail who have had their businesses shut down through no fault of their own is non-essential. And I will not allow it to happen. This is why I'm modifying my executive order to ensure that confinement is not punishable for violating the order. This order is retroactive April 2nd, supersedes local orders, and correctly applied should free Shelley Luther. And some county judges advocate for releasing hardened criminals from jail to prevent the spread of COVID-19. It is absurd to have these business owners take their place. And you can't say one business is essential and another isn't. It's good for the people and the businesses. And then it turns out it's a hoax with fake models. And now they say we're never reopening. And the world's going into a depression. First world collapses, we turn into third world. Third world dies. Owen Schroyer's back in the Austin ATX today, but Savannah Hernandez and Harrison Smith are up there reporting when the lady comes out today. We've already been talking to her family. We're going to get her on. The war room's coming up today at 3 p.m. Central. But Owen was there last night, got back early this morning. He went to the judge's house. Here's that report.
Owen Schroyer here from Infowars.com, and I am on my way to Dallas, Texas, where there is a rally planned for tonight for for Shelley Luther, who has been illegally arrested, detained, and fined for opening her business and not adhering to illegal mandates that you have to close your business and stay at home. Sadly, this is the answer to the tyranny, and that's having to be a hero and a legend like Shelley Luther for daring to stand against this tyranny. She's a hero, and I'm on my way to show my support for her, and that all of the info warriors out there support her, and we support Americans' right to be essential.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here from Infowars.com, and I am outside of the jail where they are illegally holding Shelley Luther. Illegally. The governor and the attorney general have both demanded the immediate release of Shelley Luther. Why are they still holding her?
Have you ever seen this before? A governor and an attorney general both demand immediate release of a woman being illegally held, yet she's still behind bars in the building behind us.
Well, the problem is the judge was enforcing the governor's order. The governor's playing both sides of the political fence. They should be here themselves right now going and saying, I demand the release, I rescind my order, free her now.
Shelley's a no-nonsense person, and she is not going to take Clay Jenkins like doing some communist crap. She needs to make a living, and that's what she's about. She's about helping anybody that needs help. And so I did this because whenever she got put in jail last night, I said, I'm not going home. We will sit here every single day and annoy the crap out of the city of Dallas, because if she's in jail, we're going to be here.
Is everybody ready to go demand that Shelley Luther be freed?
Yeah! Shelley Luther has been detained and now held illegally. We demand you immediately release Shelley Luther.
Free Shelley Luther! Free Shelley Luther! Free Shelley Luther!
The governor and the attorney general have both demanded you release Shelley Luther immediately. You swore an oath to the Constitution. You are violating that oath here this evening. Free Shelley Luther! Free Shelley Luther!
The governor and the attorney general have both demanded the immediate release of Shelley Luther.
Why the hell are you officers not doing your damn job?
So where do we have to go to get Shelley freed? Because the governor demanded it. So what are y'all doing here? Yeah, why are you guys stopping us? Are we a threat?
If we can at least get a statement tonight, I will disperse this crowd. But can we at least get a statement as to why she is still in jail?
So until we receive a teletype giving us that order, we will do so then, sir.
So what is that exactly?
A teletype of the court.
So basically the judge is now responsible for her being illegally held?
Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. They cannot release Shelley until the judge signs off on some document to do so. Okay? So we're gonna leave these officers alone, and we're gonna go ask the judge to do his damn job and release Shelley Johnson. So thank you to the officers here tonight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now gonna go picket the judge's house right now.
So we are now walking up to the personal residence of the judge.
You can avoid jail time, but all you have to do is come out and apologize. Until you do your duty and release Shelley from jail, people will continue to harass you. And even if you don't release her in the next 7 days, the rest of your life is going to be a living hell because you will be known as a tyrant. I don't want this to happen. I want you to do the right thing and release Shelley and apologize for what you've done.
This has been Owen Schroyer for Infowars.com, and these protests are not going to stop. And I don't expect this judge to release Shelley in the next, let's say, 12 hours. So I will be in front of the governor's mansion in Austin, Texas tomorrow, demanding he do what I did tonight, and that's go to the jail to get Shelley out or come to this judge's house and demand he sign the documents to do it. For Infowars.com, this is Owen Schroyer.
By the way, the governor signed an executive order now. Didn't happen, so I guess we're going to have to send the state police in. I mean, that's how insane this country is. The left is in rebellion and mutiny against the country, trying to sabotage the economy, trying to keep it locked down. They said 2 weeks. I told you it would be through the election at least. And then they're coming with forced inoculations. That's been announced. Everything we warned you about is now happening because it was all in blueprints that are public. That's why I've been so crazy. That's why I've been so desperate. Because it's real. We're not making any of this up. I know it's insane. I know it sounds crazy. Believe me. But if you'll just go read, look at this. Look at this folder right here. Look at this folder right here. It's all Bill Gates in his own words about world government and Event 201 and depopulation and Operation Lockstep and Disease X and all of it. Just please, please, please go look it up. Please, everybody, look it up. This isn't a game. Okay? All right, I'm begging you, please. For heaven's sakes, you just got to research this for yourself. You got to go look at it. These people are so dangerous. And no one can believe it because, you know, the average psychopath, everybody thinks about like a disorganized psychopath that just grabs people off the side of the road. These are organized psychopaths, ladies and gentlemen. And you got to wake up till this or it's just, you know, there's no future. It's all we can do is just do what we can and just warn everybody. But everybody, I'm just telling you, you can't be stopped if you spread the word. All right, phone calls are straight ahead. Got a special guest popping in. And then we've got Jason Jones hosting the fourth hour. I'm Alex Jones. Don't forget NewsWars.com and Bandai Video. You're the only way those videos get out. But you've been doing it, so the site is exploding right now with traffic. Great job, America. Great job, world. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Democrats, the UN, Hollywood trash are all public. They now say it's about cutting your carbon footprint in the New Deal and getting rid of capitalism. The articles are on InfoWars.com, and they posted letters in major French newspapers bragging about how they've done this on purpose. Michael says he's law enforcement in Ohio on the shutdown. Thanks for holding her up first. What do you think about the situation?
Alex.
Hi.
Hey, how are you, sir? First time caller.
Man, I'm pretty freaked out, actually. I mean, this is a chain reaction. I don't think the public realizes how hard this is going to hit us.
Well, I tend to agree with you there, sir. The reason I'm calling today, I've been listening to you for about 6 years now, and I appreciate the things you say, and you're one of the reasons why I'm still awake. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm calling because I'm a little concerned about the things I'm seeing on the news, things I'm reading in regards to law enforcement. And some of these law enforcement videos I'm watching on TV does not represent most of the law enforcement. By most of the law enforcement.
Well, yeah, there's 340 million people in the country, and there's millions of police. And so, yeah, the media is definitely trying to take the bad examples to try to condition us that the police state is normal.
Correct. And it's not. Most of us go to work every day just like everybody else. Most of us go to work. You know, there is no way.
You're a lot of jurisdictions are being given illegal orders right now. Look at this Dallas judge. He's ordering police to arrest people. They don't support that. It's the judge. It's the politicians.
Well, and that's correct. And what I was getting to is, you know, if any of us would get to work and they would give us an illegal order, most of us would take the right up or the firing. Before we take away somebody's rights, it just won't happen.
Well, what do you make of the judge? The governor tells him to let her loose, and he won't do it.
Well, I can't tell you.
That's just like judges ignoring Trump, saying they're above him. That's not how it works.
In my jurisdiction, we have good judges and bad judges. By that, I mean, you know, they're law-abiding, but they let their own opinions get in the way of the law. And by that, I mean, you know, we go out and enforce these laws. And when we go to court, the judge will let their own personal opinion affect the outcome of the trial. And, you know, sometimes as law enforcement officers, we stand in front of the judge and we just shake our heads. Like, you know, what else do you want us to do?
Well, where do you think this is all going? I mean, if we don't end the lockdown, it's going to be total collapse of civilization. It already is.
Incorrect. I think that's where it's going. I think the best thing we can do now is keep doing what we're doing. Open up more and more people's eyes. I've been listening to you for 6 years. I've never called. Today I called. And I called because of the things I'm seeing on the news. I don't want people to start looking negatively on law enforcement as if we're going to take every order we're given. It's just not going to happen.
That's where we're coming down to, because what the deep state's doing is illegal, and they're trying to say it's through law. It's not. And I think they've bitten off more than they can chew. I think Alan Keyes, Ambassador Keyes, was right a few days ago when he said, just because the globalists have attacked doesn't mean they're going to win. We're going to counterstrike politically. God bless you, Michael. Be safe. Let's talk to tell you, the police are the ones that got to really worry when stuff collapses. I don't want your job. I tell you, John in Maryland, you're on the air. What do you think of Hollywood openly coming out and celebrating the collapse?
I think that Hollywood, obviously they have a lot of communist tendencies, but if you study my generation, 30 and younger, the rappers that used to be in the late 80s, they weren't like Muslims and stuff like that. But if you listen to rap music nowadays, there's like Quranic lyrics in it. It's very anti-woman. If you listen to some of the music, it's very anti-Semitic. Why Hollywood would put up with that? They wouldn't put up with that from a white Christian guy. So why are they best friends all of a sudden? Well, it's hard to say, but like you have mentioned a few times from like the 60s and 70s, the science fiction and the other cultural pop icons from back in those days, that created short stories like Electric Sheep, Counting Electric, Do Electric Sheep Count, or whatever, I can't remember.
PKD.
Yeah, that's where they got the name for, like, Google Chrome, like Burning Chrome and other short stories. It's a classic science fiction novel from back in the day. It's got Johnny Mnemonic in it, which later went on to become, like, immersion in the Matrix and stuff like that. I think, believe Burning Chrome is actually, like, the prequel to the Matrix, before the Matrix even came out. Anyway, Hollywood, like kids these days, are listening to Marvel movies and stuff. Hollywood came out with all this stuff that, like, the technocratic elites are going to run the world. And that's these guys, when they were 10, 20 years old, and they started reading comic books and all this stuff, they became conditioned to this. And they really believe it, just the same as, like, someone cosplays as Captain America. They really have the same fun about it.
But it's deeper than that, my friend. The science fiction societies were actually Illuminist. They were pre-programming the next generations to actually carry this out because they know humans are master builders, so we build what we envision. So they programmed us with a dystopia to then build it. That's why it mirrors it. So it's not just that, oh, they happened to read this stuff and then happened to want to build it. They were told and given the blueprints to build it.
Hey, that makes perfect sense to me.
Believe me, brother, I know about it.
You've seen some of the connections. In fact, I'm going to segue into this. So, you know, why does Hollywood and the politicians and all these corporate elites and the school systems all sound the same? Well, taking the General Flynn case, I can connect Hollywood to General Flynn in like 10 seconds or less. The law firm he worked for is a law firm that I worked for, or the law firm that he had representing him.
Because he was a Democrat previously and because he was nice, they would get him out of it, even though he didn't do anything, and his own law firm burned him.
Well, I used to work for that law firm. There's Qatar Airways is in the same building. The NFL is in the same building. The American Healthcare Association is in the same building.
Look, there are a bunch of globalists that have chips on their shoulders against America. And their religion is hating America because our ethos was Christian, and it's a satanic system. God bless you. Now, we've got a special guest joining us for two segments. Brian Rose had one of the biggest streams ever, over a million plus people on his own platform, watched it once. We helped promote it. You helped promote it. We all did this together. David Icke 3, Rose Icke 3, and it was really awesome. So he's coming up next segment. And then I'm going to take a little bit of Brian, after Brian leaves, we'll take a little bit of Jason Jones's time so I can finish these callers. I'm going to get to Jeff, Dave, Ron, and Brad. Then about 10 after next hour, Jason Jones will take over. But very exciting what Brian Rose is doing, not bowing to the intimidation, not buckling to YouTube and Google and Facebook and Twitter, but saying, no, I'm going to build my own thing, and instantly having massive success. This is the model. What InfoWars has done, what Brian Rose has done, what you should do, what others should do, is the model, because it's about the people getting excited about something and building something new that's free and open and pro-human. And so we'll talk about that when we come back. And then I will quickly, at the start of the next hour, get to Ron, Dave, Jeff, and Brad. And then, as I said, Jason Jones, arrested for protesting in Hawaii, will be hosting and doing a great job. And then the War Room with Owen Schroyer. But the governor of Texas, Mr. Abbott, has ordered this tyrant, mini-tyrant judge, this Obama bot, up in Dallas to release this woman. And the judge so far says, go to hell.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So to get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, at BoersStore.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fortune tanto, fortune razzi, razzi muso celis, fortune amici, fortune razzu, razzi preferis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, there are more resources per capita in Mexico than there are in the United States. There are more resources in Venezuela in many ways than there are in the United States. Plus, the United States is barren wastelands. Why then, such a small area geographically compared to other parts of the world, such a small population compared to other parts of the world, how did we have half the world's wealth by 1950? 4% of the world's population. 96% more people In the rest of the world, 4% had over half the wealth. It was because we had freedom compared to other nations. We had freedom of speech, freedom to contract, freedom to own things. And our taxes were much lower. In other areas of the world, under feudalism, under crony capitalism, under communism and socialism, you have an elite that keep everybody else down. They don't want innovation. They don't want competition. And they reward their sons, their daughters with the positions of power. And those societies become stagnant and full. We have a new royalty, big tech. And you have Page and you have Brin coming out of one out of the Soviet Union, one out of the United States, and setting up a tyranny of Google. And you have Zuckerberg and all these other people and the individual that heads up Twitter, Jack Dorsey, all creating horrible authoritarian censorship systems where now even medical doctors that have 5 million views and are putting out real statistics are deleted because they say the death toll from shutting down society will be much greater than COVID-19. But now the South African government and major insurance companies came out and said the death toll is 29 times in South Africa from the lockdown what COVID-19 is. But still we're told, as Bill Gates smiles, we can never open again. And Hollywood puts out a letter, 200 quote stars, saying it's good to save the earth to cut the carbon. Well, how do you counter this? Well, it's called courage. 2 years ago when I got banned off almost every platform, people said, how are you taking it? You know, and I said, well, you watch. I'm lucky I'm banned up front. By the time they ban you, no one was even going to care because we're going to be conditioned to accept it. Well, when it came to David Icke being banned on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and everywhere else, it was because he had two mega successful interviews with Brian Rose, who was already very successful, been doing a podcast, TV show for 8 years, got out of banking. But the reason we've got him on for two short segments today is because it's not about us crowing about successes. It's about crowing about victories as a blueprint for others. That when they were starting to censor and ban him on platforms because he was having David Icke and myself and others on, he doubled down, set up his own platform quickly, and it exploded because you got interested and excited. So it's about that dynamism and that connection between we the people and our desire for freedom and innovation. That's the answer to these tyrants, because America may be overrun and globalist now, but freedom in 1776 lives in our own hearts. And he does London Real from London, a great international city. But as he said one time on the show, it took an American to do it. So to talk about that success in this segment and then about the big picture in the next, LondonReal.tv, Brian Rose joins us to look at this blueprint of victory. You wanted to hit 1 million, you hit 1,336,138 people, every one of them, super important. And your success is my success. My success is your success. Our success is all together. And I'm so excited for you and all of us that made this a success, Brian.
Alex, you know, the people have spoken and they have said loud and clear that they want their freedom back. We had an epic day on Sunday. It was the largest live stream of a conversation in human history. And look, I stood at the plate just like Babe Ruth, and I pointed my finger into the stands and I said, we're going to have 1 million people streaming, not on a $1 trillion technology platform, but on our own site that we created in 10 days with the help of 25,000 people called the London Real Army. We raised $1 million. Alex, in this economy, to put this stream on, and we delivered 1,366,000 unique users. We are submitting this to the Guinness Book of World Records. And here's the other headline, Alex. Two-thirds of those people was from peer-to-peer sharing. Just think about it. People telling their friends, not getting it from any major platform, and it was 3 hours long. I think you watched it, Alex. It was just truly epic, and, you know, I was just honored to be a part of it.
Again, even bigger than the content, which was over the top good, it shows the desire of the people and how they word of mouth took action. Even though all the big platforms were trying to block the spread of this, people did it person to person. And I walked in that afternoon after I watched it at the office. I was working late that day, and my wife, again, had it on while she was cooking dinner, watching the restream of it. That is so beautiful. And again, that's what these globalists fear.
Yeah, I mean, they really tried everything to stop it, you know, Alex, but we made it happen. It was not easy to do, but we had the funding. We actually got the same guys that live streamed the Super Bowl last year, and we cranked this thing up to the max, and it just delivered. And really, the content delivered as well. I've got people stopping me in the street from young kids up to older people, and they're saying that this was important information they're not getting. They want it. They want to hear these conversations. Alex, they trust in their gut. that they're not getting all the information and they're looking to alternative sources. And of course, the mainstream media is still attacking us. I'm playing reindeer games with some of these tech platforms. We all know how that's going to end. But, you know, I've seen the light, Alex. I've seen the light at the end of this tunnel, and we're going to do it ourselves with the people behind us. And it's exciting. It's really exciting.
It is exciting. Talk about the persecution and what came with this, though, for people just to get an idea of what they did to you, to David, to others. I know they artificially took half your subscribers away on YouTube as a punishment. They banned David everywhere. And then I see these articles, other, quote, journalists rubbing their hands together going, oh, yes, it's so good to silence these evil people. I saw John Ronson climbing out from under a rock saying, oh, yes, Jones is nothing now that we deplatform him. That's total crap. These guys are legends in their own minds.
Yeah, I mean, some people don't remember. You know, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we streamed Rosike 2, which was the second in the trilogy. You know, on the day, it was the second largest live stream in the world. 30 minutes later, the video was banned and deleted. We thought that would have gone on to be watched 40 million times, the biggest video podcast in history, and it was suppressed. And again, the next few weeks, everything about my channel was suppressed. And then 2 days before this epic broadcast last Sunday, David Icke was deplatformed and deleted from Facebook. 24 hours later, deplatformed and deleted from YouTube. And so we were going into this with just so many things against us. Mainstream media pushing back. Ofcom here in the UK trying to stop it. And look, you know, we had to make a few moves. We pretended it was going to happen somewhere else. We brought David through the basement entrance. We just didn't know the forces that would want to stop this. But, you know, the people wanted it to happen, and it was incredible. And this is just the start. The Digital Freedom Platform is now real, and we followed it up with subsequent broadcasts, and we are basically using it every single day to produce uncensored content. And, Alex, the conversations change, because when people know what they're about to say isn't going to be banned or deleted or get them in trouble, we're having conversations I've never had before. And this is what freedom really is.
Well, one thing you're going to run into next is they even have operatives inside the big streaming companies, so that not even the company officially kicks you off. They have leftists inside companies. We've learned our streaming's been down because of actual sabotage the last week. And now we've learned that that's going, we're having to migrate services over. So this war is getting so intense right now, and they are just doing everything they can to keep us silent because we're telling the truth, and it's powerful, and we're winning.
Yeah, and let me tell you a quick story with that. We had another Silicon Valley company, I'm just going to say it, it was JW Player, had completely agreed. You know, we had basically cut the check for six figures. Friday night, the CEO calls us and says, nope, we cannot play ball with you. We are going to drop you. And we had to completely find a new platform on Saturday.
Now, imagine in America, you've got money, you're doing this. It's a famous guy. He's not even saying cuss words, but then it's everywhere.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to have to look out for going forward. We're going to have to be careful of every platform, just like you, Alex. And now we're trying to push further. Now it's all about the Digital Freedom Fund. We've raised money now to go after them legally. We've got people here. We think we have a precedent of private companies acting like public utilities. And we're going after them, Alex. We need to bite back here and show them that I'm just not some YouTuber that's waiting for a revenue stream. This is the opposite. We're going to fight to get this content replatformed. That's our next mission.
That's right. Let's talk about that when we come back, going on the offense. Because if more content providers left YouTube or set their own thing up, it'd be over for them. Did you see the head of content for YouTube come out and call us basement dwellers and say, we're all scum and they don't need us? Did you see that?
I missed that. I can't wait to see it.
You guys, pull up Watson's article about it or print me that article from 2 days ago. One of the head YouTube guys said, oh, screw them. We don't need the public. YouTube said they don't need you. They don't.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Brian Rose is here with us. I'm Alex Jones. We'll take a few calls after he leaves us in 10 minutes and then Jason Jones is going to come in with a special report and a few guests. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Brian Rose is a smart guy, and he's got, I've been watching the show for years. What I really like was the courage that he got excited when they tried to shut him up and intimidate him. And he didn't just fight, he fought and win. It's like the man in the arena, Teddy Roosevelt speech, that the man that knows great triumph, you know, the great energies you pour into it. And, you know, at best, at least knows that you strive, even if you're defeated, to paraphrase. Well, he's like Babe Ruth telling him where the home run's going, and he just did it. And that's because of all of you and all of us together. But you've got to have the focal point who's already built the platform, who's in the crucible, in the crosshairs, and at the right moment, when the stars align, then pulls the trigger. And, you know, I like Joe Rogan. We talk quite a bit. He's a friend of mine. I respect him. You know, he's really smart. But I do get mad at Joe because Joe wants to try to, quote, play it safe. But playing it safe in the aggregate is what's going to bring everything down. The globalists aren't playing it safe. They're going for total power and control. So we have to say, damn the torpedoes and go straight at them. Somebody like Joe Rogan could change the whole face of the internet and defeat these people very quickly with the right speech. He's got the skills, the platform, the background, everything right there. But it's seen as really intelligent to, quote, play it safe when all of civilization is collapsing. And I'm not even criticizing Joe. That's his decision. But Brian Rose, what was the decision-making process? Because I was talking to you off air 3 weeks ago, not even knowing you were about to do this. And I'm like, you got to go in for everything. You got to go on the attack. That's fine. You're like, well, don't worry. That's what I'm already planning. And you told me what you were planning. Was there a thought process in this, or did you just know gut level was the right thing to do to say, go ahead and deplatform me everywhere. I'm going to say, damn the torpedoes, go straight at them.
Well, you know, Alex, when this whole coronavirus madness started, I made a conscious decision that I was going to expand and not contract in this environment. I've been through crises before. I was in New York City for 9/11. I've been through the financial crisis, and I know how a lot of people react, and I was determined to act the opposite. So my mindset was already there. And when we were banned on Ike, as we spoke about before, my initial reaction from my lizard brain was to just fight back, say, no, we're not taking this. And luckily, I found a massive support structure out there that we call the London Real Army. We spoke as well, and you said, Brian, you've got to ask for help, which is something I've never done before. I'm a proud man. I always try to do it myself, but I couldn't do this myself. And rallied behind by these people, the funds, the sharing, and we went in and we just pulled this thing off. And, I mean, honestly, Alex, you're a model. You know, I've seen what you've done without these platforms, and you've given us the courage to follow in your footsteps and just say, you know what, there are other ways. And I think people are getting hip to the fact that we don't need these platforms as much as they would like us to think that we need them.
What we do need is the listeners that are activists standing with us. I want to explain this. You've got courage. I've got courage. David has courage. But it's like electricity being able to have like wire to go down. If the public doesn't resonate and support, nothing happens. When they do, I'm really proud of this because I thought you were already basically thinking of that. I remember pushing you. You've got to raise money. You've got to build infrastructure. I knew you were already doing that. But that's great that you're saying it was critical, my encouragement, to actually do this.
Oh, very much so. I mean, like I said, I'm not one that has ever asked for help. I never asked for a single donation in 9 years, but there was no way I could have done this myself from so many ways, not financially, but also, like I said, 2/3 of our audience was peer-to-peer share. So we would have never had 1.3.
Brian, I want to be clear, though. You didn't ask them for help. You're a soldier that's shown you have courage. They want to provision you with what you need to carry the fight. They don't see it as support, brother. They want to carry you into war. Do you see that?
Yeah, you're right, Alex. You're right. I mean, they see action that resonates with them, and they want to follow. And that was my gut reaction. It still is. I still want to charge into the gunfire right now. And, you know, it's still hairy out there. These platforms are still coming after us, playing all sorts of reindeer games behind in the background. But again, you're the blueprint, Alex. We're trusting the process. And this was the final message that David Icke had on Sunday. He said, look, act out of unconditional love. Do the right thing that your heart tells you to do and move forward. You're always going to be proud of that decision. And the right thing will happen, even though the fear holds most people back. And the pandemic is a great example of that. The fear is making people play small. And if we push through that, we're going to do things we're proud of. We can tell our children and our grandchildren what we did in 2020. And I'm trusting that whole process. And Alex, you're all about that as well. You trust your instinct. You go forward with your heart and let the chips fall where they may. And that's what we're in the process of doing.
Well, I've never seen David get so emotional. He can usually hold it together with a stiff upper lip, but he started crying there at the end.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. You know, the globalists want him to come out at the very end and tell people to burn 5G towers or tell people to go to violence. And instead, he says, go into your heart. Use unconditional love to extinguish fear. And they don't know what to do with that because they can't attack it. They can't vilify it. And literally, I heard people walking around London talking about that love message. That's what's been resonating through the community. And then, of course, the mainstream media then goes in and does their attacks. But if you watch that thing for 3 hours, there's one message there, and that is an empowering human message that love is the answer. Go with your heart. Do the right thing.
Well, there's a yin-yang to all of this, and I'm on the air 4 hours a day or more. And I don't want to say I've made mistakes, but I tend to get in a dark place when I'm watching hundreds of millions set to starve to death, and I did my whole modest proposal deal. They took it out of context to make it sound like I'm this raving, hateful, mean person. And then I also say things like go after the communist Chinese agents. And I'm talking to Trump about that because I want our warriors to protect the innocent people. But you're right. Love is the answer. I don't want any violence. And I don't want any of our listeners to be offensively violent. I want them with love to stand up with justice and freedom and explain to people what this whole COVID hoax is, what this takedown is, and the fact that it's an attack on civilization.
Yeah, very much so. We're all about education is the process, and that's what the people in the streets are telling me that they want. And look, we haven't stopped, you know, since Sunday. We've continued to broadcast and put out, you know, very controversial messages, people talking about the vaccine agenda, people talking about the Chinese government, you know, had General Spalding on last night saying that they were complicit in the spread. And again, all of these things are going to be banned on these trillion-dollar technology platforms. We have to use the digital
platforms.
Now,
talk about General Spalding. He's come out and said we're in an asymmetrical 21st century war with China, and there's a fifth column in the U.S.
Oh, it was incredible listening to him. And this is a man who spent many, many years in China, fell in love with the people, but he can see exactly what that totalitarian government is doing. And he made a great parallel. He said technology companies and totalitarian governments are the same. They have the same agenda. And it was amazing talking to him. And he specifically said that the government knew on January 7th exactly what was going on, and they allowed the virus to spread. And they were doing it so it would hinder other countries around the world. But that whole plan probably backfired on him. And he went on to talk about all the other six-front war that they're conducting against us. It was eye-opening from a man who's really been on the inside. So we're continuing to put these messages out there, and it's important information.
And that's what's beautiful is they've made me so radioactive by design that a lot of folks, I haven't talked to Spalding yet, are scared to come on. That's fine, because you do a better interview than I do, and you've got a huge audience. And I just love watching them try to silence everybody. And I wouldn't say you were mainline. You're a self-help guy and have a lot of diverse guests on and cover freedom. But now their tyranny, it seems like, has forced you. Oh, you want me to shut up? I'll be even more hardcore. And now you're exploding even faster. And it's just a good feeling in this dark time, this war, to see so many other beautiful souls stand up. And I'm seeing all these other filmmakers now, like Doctors in Black and all these things exposing the agenda. It's like humanity's really standing up and showing its strength. Because as the Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And all of us are that standard of love and justice. Here's what David Icke had to say. He spent 30 minutes on love, unconditional love. But here's a little piece of that.
Limitation. I'm powerless. Poor me, little me. The cult. Gotcha. When you open this, I'm all there is, has been and ever can be, having an experience. And I'm not going to let some little prat in a dark suit dictate my life. Thank you very much. That ain't having it.
David, I want to live in this world where everyone opens up their heart. I want to be in this place. It sounds like an incredible place.
It is an incredible place.
And it would solve all of these immediate problems in a matter of hours if everybody could do that.
That is the problem. That is the solution.
Absolutely, folks. You have to open up. And God's there like electricity, but you have to open up, and then it's there. Brian Rose, LondonReal.tv, thank you so much for the time, my friend.
Alex, I appreciate you. Again, you laid the roadmap. You know, you are showing us how to do this stuff and how we don't have to live in fear to these technology companies. So thank you, and thanks for the encouragement off camera as well. You're a big part of this. So,
oh, brother, we appreciate you. Believe me, I get exhilarated watching you, and I want to get Watson to do what you do. I've been begging him for years to do this type of thing you're doing. Maybe we can get Watson to do that because we need him as well. God bless you, my friend.
All right. Thanks so much, Alex.
All right. We're going to go to break, come back with two segments, and go to your calls. I promise that I want to hear from you. That guy's the opposite of the Hollywood folks saying, yay, the world's starving to death. It's good for Earth. I'll listen to Robert De Niro and Madonna and all of them when they kill themselves first. You go first. There's my love.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.